मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र वर्स 31 पार्ट 4 सर्वैश्वर्यैक मंत्रम इस पार्ट 5 सर्वैश्वर्यैक मंत्रम सो सर्व ऐश्वर्य एक द वन मंत्र दैट बिस्टोज ऑल ऑपुलेंस सो नॉर्मली व्हेन पीपल डू रिलीजियस रिचुअल्स Their motivation is, what will I get out of it? When we practice chanting of the holy names, we are doing it not as a ritual to get something material out of it. But still, we will get, this verse is assuring us, we'll get the supreme, the ultimate opulence, all opulence. How is that? Actually, at one level, the holy name may seem to be just like sound vibration for us, but the holy name is non-different from Krishna. And just as Krishna is filled with all the six opulences, his holy name being non-different from him is also filled with all the six opulences. And when we practice Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy names, we are connecting with Krishna, who has all six opulences, with through his holy name, which also has all six opulences, being non-different from him. By this contact, a devotee becomes devotionally enriched. Now, if there is a person who is the supreme, ultimate billionaire, trillionaire of the world, now one way to become rich, as rich as him, is to compete with him and earn as much money as he has and surpass him. The other way is to connect with him. If that we develop a relationship with that person and that person adopts us, say, as his son or child, then we also get the same opulence which that person has got. So the conditioned soul in this world is trying to imitate God, who is the supreme billionaire, trillionaire, whatever is there. But a devotee adopts the other way. A devotee connects with Krishna. And when the devotee connects with Krishna through devotion, the devotee gets returned to Krishna's family. Krishna doesn't have to adopt us because we are eternally his children. It is we who have rejected him. So we have to annul our rejection and redevelop our relationship with Krishna. So all the opulences that are there of Krishna become available to the devotee whenever he needs them. The devotee can have as much knowledge as is required for whatever situation is there for his service. The devotee can get wealth whenever it is required. A devotee doesn't ask for this, and Krishna bestows it to the devotee whenever the devotee needs it for some service, and it is favorable for his devotional service also. Right? More important than all these six opulences is the ultimate opulence of Krishna Prem. Because this love is what fulfills our heart. There are so many wealthy people in the world who are lonely and miserable and suspicious of everyone around them. That everybody wants to take away my wealth. And all their wealth has not brought them any happiness. And even Krishna, he has six opulences, but he doesn't delight in those six opulences. He actually delights in the reciprocation of love. And that's why in Vrindavan, for most of the time, he conceals his six opulences, except for the opulence of beauty, his strength, his knowledge, his fame. Krishna doesn't necessarily exhibit all of them in Vrindavan. When required, he will exhibit phenomenal strength by lifting Govardhan. But in normal times, Krishna just acts like one of the Vrajvasis, but such a lovable and loving Vrajvasi. So, for the sake of love, even Krishna puts aside his opulences. Because love is a far greater opulence than all other opulences. So, what the holy name will give up is this love. When we get this love for Krishna, that itself is the supreme opulence. And because that love is based on a connection with Krishna, when required, that love can become the source of all other opulences. So, therefore, if we were earning money, we would count our money so carefully. I should not miss out on a single penny. But here when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, actually every single mantra that we chant attentively, we are enriching our stock of love of God. Imagine if somebody told us that if you count the money, the extent do you count it accurately, that much money will be yours. He said, wow, I'll just count well? Surely I'll count very attentively. So it's like that. The more we count attentively the chanting of the holy names, count and hear attentively while chanting, the more we will be enriched with love of God. And that is the supreme, ultimate enrichment of the heart. Thank you. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.